Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Systems' first quarter 2015 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact Elbit's investor relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.elbitsystems.com. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Ehud, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good day to everybody. On behalf of all the investors, I would like to thank Elbit Systems management for hosting this call. Joining us today on the call are Mr. Butzi Machlis, Elbit's President and CEO, and Mr. Yossi Gaspar, Elbit Systems Chief Financial Officer. Yossi will begin by providing a discussion of the financial results of the first quarter of 2015, followed by Butzi, who will talk about some of the significant events during the quarter and beyond. We will then turn over the call to the question and answer session. Before we begin, I'd like to point out that the safe harbor statement in the company's press release issued earlier today also refers to the content of this conference call. With that, I would like to turn over the call now to Yossi. Yossi, please.
Thank you, Ehud. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Overall, we are pleased with our performance in the first quarter of 2015, marking continued growth in revenues, higher year-over-year backlog, and improvements in profitability. I will now highlight and discuss some of the key figures and trends. Our first quarter of 2015 revenues were $706.6 million, an increase of 3.5% compared with the $682.6 million reported in the first quarter of 2014. In terms of revenue breakdown across our areas of operation in the quarter, Airborne Systems was 40%, C4ISR was 31%, Land Systems was 18%, Electro-Optics was 7%, and the rest was 4%. In terms of geographic breakdown in the first quarter, Israel was 19% of revenues, North America was 29%, Europe was 14%, Asia Pacific was 25%, Latin America 12%, and the rest of the world was 1%. Compared with the first quarter of last year, we saw a major increase in Land Systems. This was primarily due to a higher level of sales of Land Systems in the Asia Pacific region. It is worth mentioning that the Land Systems growth included Electro-Optics subsystems, which resulted in a lower direct sales to end customers of the Electro-Optics systems. For the first quarter, our gross margin was 28.5% compared with 28.3% as reported in the first quarter of last year. The non-GAAP gross margin was 29.2% in the first quarter of this year compared with 29.1% last year. Operating income in the first quarter was $59.8 million, with an operating margin of 8.5%. This is compared with an operating income of $59.9 million and an operating margin of 8.8% in the first quarter of last year. I note that the first quarter of 2014 had an extraordinary other operating income, which was a non-cash accounting income due to a gain from a change in holding. This gain amounted approximately to $6 million. Excluding this extraordinary gain last year, operating income was $53.9 million or an operating margin of 7.9%. The non-GAAP operating income in the first quarter of 2015 was $69.5 million or 9.8% of revenues, compared with $65 million or 9.5% of revenues in the first quarter of 2014. In terms of breakdown of these expenses, our net R&D expenses for the first quarter of 2015 were 7.9% of revenues, compared with 7.2% in 2014. Marketing and selling expenses were 7.3% of revenues in the quarter, compared with 8.1% in the first quarter of 2014. Our G&A expenses in the first quarter were 4.9% of revenues, compared with 5.2% of revenues in the first quarter of 2014. Total operating expenses for the quarter were 20% of revenues, compared with 19.5% of revenues in 2014, or 20.4% excluding the extraordinary non-cash income last year. Financial expenses for the first quarter of 2015 were $5.7 million, compared with financial expenses of $4.7 million in the first quarter of last year. Consolidated net income in the first quarter of 2015 was $44.6 million, or a net margin of 6.3%. This is compared with a net income of $48.2 million, or a net margin of 7.1% in the first quarter of 2014. Income per diluted share for the first quarter of this year was $1.04, as compared with $1.13, or excluding extraordinary income of 99 cents for the first quarter of last year. On a non-GAAP basis, net income in the quarter was $52.6 million, or a net margin of 7.4%. This is compared with $51.9 million, or a net margin of 7.6% in the first quarter of last year. Non-GAAP diluted earnings per share were $1.23, compared with $1.22 for the first quarter of last year. Our backlog of orders at March 31st, 2015 was $6.27 billion, 3.4% higher than the backlog at the end of the first quarter of 2014, which stood at $6.06 billion. Approximately 66%, or $4.1 billion worth of the current backlog, is scheduled to be performed during 2015 and 2016. Operating cash flow for the quarter was $83.9 million, as compared to $80.8 million in the same quarter last year. Finally, the Board of Directors declared a dividend of 35 cents per share for the first quarter of 2015. That ends my summary, and I shall now turn the call over to Mr. Machlis. Butzi, please.
Thank you, Yossi. Our first quarter results continue to demonstrate a solid business with stable growth. Our top line grew by about 3.5%, the same rate as our backlog. Our overall margin profit was improved. During the quarter, we announced two awards that our U.S. subsidiary achieved. One was a contract with the U.S. Marine Corps for their new rugged common laser rangefinder integrated capability, a lightweight system for the Marines, providing imaging, rangefinding, and navigation solutions. We were also awarded a contract for Science Application International Corporation, SAIC, to install our color helmet display and tracking system on MH-60S Seahawk test aircraft for the U.S. Navy, providing pilots with both night and day capability to see color flight instrument symbols on the helmet mounted display models. Additionally, the line of sight tracking system enables the pilots to interact with the flight navigation system, improving pilot and co-pilot situation awareness. In summary, our businesses have continued to perform well. Looking further to the future, from a strategic perspective, we pride ourselves on remaining a few steps ahead and adapting quickly to our industry trends. We aim to consistently develop the products that will be demanded for tomorrow's defense and homeland security needs. And over a number of years, we have successfully navigated our industry trends. For example, we were early players in the UAS space as well as in C4ISR areas. We currently see the area of both intelligence and cyberspace as sectors whose importance is increasing, and we see increased demand from our customers for these products and solutions. In April, we established a new division called ISTAR, which is focused on providing our customers with a comprehensive range of advanced intelligence solutions in the air, at sea, and on land. This division does include our electro-optics and UAS operation. We also established a new wholly owned subsidiary called CyberBit, which will spearhead our activities in cyberspace, both defense and commercial. Looking ahead, through both internal development efforts, as well as through synergistic acquisition, we intend to continue our efforts to remain ahead of and capitalize on industry trends. With that, I will be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Machlis to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available 2 hours after the conference ends. In the U.S., please call 1-888-326-9310. In Israel, please call 03-925-5900. And internationally, please call 972-3-925-5900. A replay of the call will also be available at the company's website, www.elbitsystems.com. Mr. Machlis, would you like to make a concluding statement?
I would like to thank all our employees for their continued hard work. To everyone on the call, thank you for joining us today and for your continued support and interest in our company. Have a good day and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Systems Limited First Quarter 2015 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.